Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know. To support the show and unlock the ad-free archive, as well as exclusive monthly episodes of The Bonus Room, go to cbbworld.com and sign up for a Maximus membership.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Burn.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Welcome once again to The Neighborhood Listen. This is the look at the neighborhood of Dignity Falls, hosted by two of its residents. I almost said esteemed residents, but that's not for me to say, is it?
Oh, well, I would give us that. It also almost sounded like maybe we should change it to The Neighborhood Look, because it's a look at the neighbors.
Well, I think because it's a play
know,
on the neighborhood.
It's a podcast.
But it's a play on the Neighborhood Watch.
Of course it is. That is right.
So the Neighborhood
in
Look would be...
In case you guys didn't know that, in case listeners, we thought we were trying to be clever and like the Neighborhood Watch, but it's a podcast, so it's a listen.
Right.
Get it?
The Neighborhood Look, I think, would be like the store brand version of the Neighborhood Watch.
Yes. But I say we're esteemed. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Well, thank you for saying it so I didn't have to. My name is Burnt Mia Payday. I am a pharmacist here in Dignity Falls. And with me, as always, is...
Joan Pedestrian. You are a pharmacist at the Dignity Falls-macy, which
this
is...
This was a tough sentence for you.
It really was. This was a tough moment for me.
We all have our trials.
If this was my press conference, I'd say, in the moment, I thought I should stop and start over. And now when I look back, play the tape, I'm like, yeah, absolutely should have gone back. But I have to keep pushing forward.
Absolutely.
And I can't let it affect the rest of this episode,
absolutely.
Because there's still a game to play.
Born ceaselessly against the crashing waves. What is it from
Gatsby?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I just remember born
boats
ceaselessly.
Against the current.
Boats against the current.
Born ceaselessly into the past.
Into the past.
Yes. Why is that getting so much attention? Boy, all of a sudden that book became the biggest thing. There's two Broadway musicals about it. There have been...
What?
Yes.
That can't be so. Two Broadway musicals about The Great Gatsby.
There are two competing musicals about The Great Gatsby, and it looks like they might come out at the same time. It's very wild.
That's absolutely insane. this is a rare thing. It happens every once in a while. But I saw this production of The Great Gatsby called Gats.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Have you seen it?
I have not, but I know what you're talking about.
I was on a trip to Wisconsin, and they did it in Wisconsin. And what it is it's...
Wait, I'm sorry, Brent. I'm going to stop you there.
Yes.
Now, you just don't travel a whole lot. So Wisconsin, I want to know what brought you to Wisconsin. It couldn't have just been Gats.
It is true.
The regional premiere. The regional premiere
of Gats.
The Upper Midwest premiere.
That's right. I didn't get a beat Michigan by 2 months. I don't travel much now, but I used to a lot when I was a kid. I used to like to bum around.
Oh.
Because, you know, I didn't, I took a gap year between high school and pharmacy school. And
we all know, is so rigorous.
Yes.
So you really need the break.
Yes. And I, you know, I had read the first 30 pages of On the Road by Jack Kerouac. Mm. And I said, I think I get the idea and I don't like this guy. So I'm just going to go around myself. And I wanted to see the Fonzie statue. So I went to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I saw that they were doing this production.
So this is a long time ago.
This is a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
And
maybe it was the first production.
It might have been the first. Maybe it was an out of town tryout.
It might have been an out of town tryout.
Yes. And so they it's a group of people, and they essentially perform the entire novel of The Great Gatsby.
Yeah, they just read it, right?
Yes, it's 8 hours long.
Good Lord.
They read, some of it's just read, some of it is acted out.
This sounds very loosey-goosey. To ask someone to pay it and then sit for 8 hours, where it sounds like they just couldn't even decide.
Well, they don't tell you.
The
running time is, you know, it would say like 12 p.m. till ? And so you think, well, maybe it's a 4 hour play. Like, how long could it be?
Sure.
And then they lock the doors once you're in there.
Oh no.
Yes. It's a lock in situation and you can't go anywhere. And the intermission, they turn out all the lights and no one is allowed to talk.
That is really creepy. Can you imagine Mitch McNutt reviewing this? Oh, he would have never made it. That's our town critic who hates me. He has it out for me. And we're going to get into it this year.
Who doesn't he hate?
No, well, I just don't know who he hates more than me.
Excuse
That's
me
how
moment.
I can answer that question.
And it tickled
Bert,
my throat.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Do you have the fall flu? The Dignity Falls flu is a thing that runs through the town.
Yeah.
During sort of like the, well, like half the year, starting at the new year.
Yeah.
And it's just the weirdest symptoms. And
it's its own strain.
And one is just a crazy cough that you must just dig into your elbow to do it.
You must dig into your elbow. And there's nothing else. It's almost like, you know, if you see that movie, The Happening, where the plants are mad. And before
is that
you.
Is one of the Shyamalan?
Shyamalan? Yes, it is. M. Night Shyamalan. And,
M. Night Shyamalan.
It's his. It's an amazing film where Mark Wahlberg plays a science teacher. And the thing is, the plants get mad at you and they do something to your brain, I guess. And before you kill yourself, it makes you walk backwards.
Oh,
and that's
why?
How you know, uh-oh, this is going to be bad. I don't know why. I guess it's a final humiliation from the plants. But much like that, you have to just really dig into your elbow and
you
just
you
cough
really
like
do.
A werewolf. And,
yes.
You know, it's terrible. I hope I'm not getting it. I hope I'm not getting it.
Oh, because it sounds like it's in you deep right now.
I've had my Dignity Falls flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
a series of 12. It is such a pain.
Yeah, it's almost like a rabies vaccine. And of course, a square needle in your stomach.
Oh boy, it is real. It's tough.
It's tough.
It's one of the, you know, if you want to be a resident here, you got to be tough. You know what I mean?
That's right.
They don't let you live here unless you sign up for, and like you promise to get those 12 shots.
Oh, they tell you. They tell you, if you move here, if you try to establish a residence, someone from the city council comes to visit you and explains to you some things you need to know about this town.
One is they tell you about the incident, but they let you never, you know, they tell you have to sign an NDA. You can never talk about it.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Number two, of course, the Dignity Falls flu.
Yes.
Number three, crosswalks are not for pedestrians. And
they're not.
It's very confusing because
yes,
you think
they're just for animals.
Yeah, they're just for animals. We are, there's no such thing as jaywalking here. We're allowed to do whatever we want.
Yeah.
Except enter the crosswalk as a pedestrian.
Yes. Look, we're quirky. It's
what makes our town special.
It makes our town special.
Yeah.
And you know, someone else special we haven't mentioned is my husband, Doug.
Oh, that's right.
I haven't checked in with you today, babe.
Your husband, my friend.
Yes, Doug. How you doing, babe?
I'm good. I'm just setting up the sleepover room.
Oh, yes. Oh,
I'm special. Having a sleepover tonight.
Okay, now, usually when people have a sleepover, there's already room for that, and it's called the living room.
You know, Doug didn't really get, it's kind of like a lot of these rooms have been sort of to heal our sort of inner child, right? And Doug, Doug didn't have a lot of sleepovers as a kid. And it's something he always really wanted. He grew up in a smaller house. He was always going to other kids' houses for sleepovers.
How small was this house?
Well, it was like...
too small to have one person sleep over.
No, but you know how, like, there's always one friend in a group that has the big house?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So it becomes the default house. And so you just go there. It's usually the house that has, you know, the playroom, the bonus room above the garage.
Yes, a rumpus room, perhaps.
Sure, if you, depending on your place of origin.
Yes, exactly, if they had a rumpus room.
And so I think that this, I mean, am I right, babe? This is sort of just to, because you're just inviting over.
You could say that's my origin story, I guess. You want to unpack the traumas that went into why I'm having this.
Oh, wow. Dear.
No, I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or serious.
I'm almost never sarcastic.
That's true. Doug is not a sarcastic
guy.
That's
actually true. He's capable of it.
He does get to hit you with two hard deers a month.
Oh, yes, he does.
Where he says, that's right, deer. Mm-hmm.
And if I say a four-letter word, forget it.
That's
Our
true.
Guests are allowed to say it, but not me.
That's true.
But yeah, I got the gang coming over.
And what's
wait.
Your plan? What's like? So what is the perfect sleep room setup for you?
And who comprises the gang these days?
That's right.
Members of Rhubarb Caravan.
Not to be confused with your pharmacy gang from CBS.
No.
The Rhubarb Caravan.
Have they disbanded, by the way?
No, they've all you come were, over I to the Dignity Falls Museum.
Oh, okay, good.
I headhunted all of them, yes, as I was headhunted. So Doug, of course, is in several dad bands. The most enduring is Rhubarb Caravan.
Yes.
And a lot of our rehearsals have nap time anyway. So
Doug,
feels-
I'm sorry. I'm remembering that at Rhubarb Caravan, you play lead guitar and tambourine.
That's right. Because you're not always playing lead.
Right.
You want the tambourine.
Right.
Sure.
Sometimes let that rhythm section shine. Yeah.
And sometimes I hang the tambourine on the guitar. And if you shake it, like if you're doing like a...
It's a whole new like kind of music. It's a fusion of sorts.
Like Chuck Berry when he was docking
exactly,
his musicians.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, you get a great tambourine.
Chuck Berry had certain guitar moves that if you messed up, he would move his guitar in a certain way that meant you just lost
$50. Is that right?
Yes, because you hit a clam.
Oh. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Great guy.
Okay, anyways. So are you actually just going to all sleep in what, like sleeping bags?
Sleeping bags.
I mean, I got to say, when a man reaches a certain age, usually there's like a lot of business involved in going to sleep.
Let's walk through some of that business.
We'll have business time before sleep.
7 trips to the bathroom.
Before going to sleep.
Oh God, yes.
So this is like getting nestled in bed, but before you turn the lights out, 7 trips.
Yeah, because you know there's going to be 8 more throughout the night.
What age are we talking about when we say certain age?
Well, it's ice baths. It's different for everyone's husband, but for
That's
mine,
fair. That's right. That's right.
Sorry, babe. Do you mind that I've explained this? Bert
no, please
asked me,
listen.
Bert asked me for the list.
It's true.
Sometimes there's a machine. Sometimes there's a, you know.
I beg your pardon?
Well, first of all, you know he has his white noise, his several noises,
yes,
right? So,
yes.
And all those noises have to be dialed in. Some people have a sleep apnea mask. Doug has actually not been needing to use that lately, but he sleeps with that tape on his mouth.
Oh, yes. That's become very popular.
So he's got a tape up, mm-hmm. but then he also does like an old timey, like wrap around
right.
the jaw.
Like an old timey toothache, like that kind of thing with a knot on the top.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just to be just like a secondary, you know, precaution.
Yeah.
Also, I just think it's kind
against
of fun
what?
Opening his mouth open.
Oh, I see.
I wear sunglasses.
Yes, he wears sunglasses.
It's a bed.
Yes, it can't get dark enough for him. And he doesn't like any sleep masks and he has blackout curtains.
He doesn't like any sleep masks.
No, we tried them all.
He prefers the sunglasses.
He tried them all. He said that.
Okay.
What would you say? They itched you or one you got?
They itched
one
me.
You got.
Yeah. I can see how sunglasses would be more comfortable.
Well, I like the ones, the old style baseball ones where you can flip them up.
Oh, yeah.
I love those.
Absolutely.
So when I wake up,
Dwayne Wayne. If there's an emergency in the middle of the night, he can just flip them up.
Dwayne. Emergency in the night.
Yeah.
Just imagining Doug bolting upright in bed, flipping up the sunglasses. What was that?
That's right. That's exactly what it is.
And sometimes I ask you to flip them up.
Oh, that's sweet.
So that you can be hands-free and hands-ready.
Now, Doug, do you sleep? Do you just sleep on your back?
Oh, yes. In a supine plank. But yeah, I sleep at a...
It is wild, but you don't understand. He really is like as if he's going to be diving off of a high dive where his hands are straight. Going down a water slide.
Right.
That's how he sleeps.
Tension in the body?
Well, he's got his arms...
Arms crossed over?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
And ankles
like
crossed.
A mummy.
And ankles crossed.
Do you think that water slides are based on mummies? Because yeah, it's the same position.
Now, what do you say based on?
Well, that's how they got them in
how
those tombs.
How would that even... Yeah, a water slide?
Put him in a watery chute.
A water slide in the chute, yeah.
Right into the sarcophagus.
Oh, that can't be true. No, you mean based on. You mean...
I never made the connection before between the water slide position and a mummy.
Someone took a look at a mummy and said,
that looks safe.
We should put that down a tube with water. Although, there is a fantastic... we have our wonderful water. It's actually the most water we have in town.
Yes,
is our water park.
That's right.
And it's set like up on a mountainside, so that you know it's like even during the summer, you know, or even during the winter when there's no water running, you can just sort of go down the slides. But we have themes to ours. We actually have the Egyptian one.
That's right.
Pharaoh's tomb, I think it is, where you literally it's like going through they have animatronics and everything, but it's a water slide.
Yes, yeah.
It's
fun.
Very cool.
You'll see like brains being pulled through the nose via a hook. watch those guys do that over and over again. You'll see enslaved people building a pyramid.
I gotta say though, it's
a dog head man putting a plague on the land.
It's not
all
the things
the greatest
I would have
hits.
Chosen.
No,
I gotta say during winter, even though they give you a big discount, the dry slides, I don't like it.
Well, you're supposed to use a little mat, babe. Did you just go down?
Yeah, but
down
they have
raw?
No water going down. So they give you a steep discount, but it just burns.
Exactly. Yeah, I think they should pour just a little bit of water down there, let it freeze, so you're sliding on the ice.
Oh, well, that could be fun.
Yeah, instead of that dry slide.
Well, we do have this sort of because we made a bid for the Winter Olympics one year.
That's right. Oh, that was a fiasco.
Why did we even try?
That was a fiasco.
No. It was, and you know, we hadn't had snow for years.
No.
And they thought they could fool everybody by, you know, trying to. and that was part of the reason. By trying to fabricate, you know, this whole sort of like winter wonderland. Yeah. And they spent so much money on it. And
they just shredded all this paper.
They shredded a bunch of paper.
No one was fooled.
The mayor said no one would know.
Nobody was fooled.
The mayor said no one would
exactly
know.
Exactly what he said.
And everybody thought, well, you know, this guy's out of his mind.
And he really was. It was just so embarrassing. And I remember the kids were little and they thought it was snow.
I saw the mayor. I saw that mayor recently.
Oh, no.
He's still around?
Yeah. Joe Pilps?
Yes, Mayor Pilps.
I saw Joe Pilps in Old Dig, and he was just sitting behind the barbershop quartet on a crate.
Behind them?
Yes.
Oh.
And they were singing, and he was after every song, he would clap enthusiastically, and everyone was just pretending that he wasn't there.
Oh, that's very sad and very
he was
dark.
Wearing a barrel.
So he was sitting. No.
He was sitting,
wearing-
and so he's like peering over the top of the barrel. Oh, it was sad. It was very sad. Poor Joe Pilps.
Oh, sitting in a barrel on a crate.
That
I mean, it's
ruined
really a hat
him.
On a hat.
Yeah,
poor Joe
sitting
Pilps.
In a barrel on a crate.
Well, and Joe he really Pilps. Always wanted to be in that barbershop quartet. So he's sort of their only groupie.
Well,
it's
sounds
so
like the subject of a barbershop quartet song. Poor Joe Pilps in his barrel. Sitting in a barrel.
I don't know. It
Good.
Sounds
I mean,
it sounds a little more like a murder ballad to me. A little more Americana roots kind of music.
But you know what, babe? That could be a Rhubarb Caravan song. I could see you turning into
absolutely.
That.
Work on it tonight.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, with your boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me like get back.
Yes.
I do predict though that they'll start, you know, they'll I don't know what you guys are going to do. You're probably going to order food, right? I imagine you're ordering food. Am I doing that?
No, we go outside and scrounge for food. It's part of it's like our hunting trip.
What do you think you're going to find?
So you're combining several sort of things.
So you're going to pretend that you're sort of out camping when you're gonna go right back in the house.
Then we go back, build forts, have quiet time.
Quiet time.
Business affairs before.
I honestly think they're all just going to be passed out by 9:45. I guarantee you.
Oh, that bathroom's going to get a workout tonight.
I'm telling you. I didn't even finish the list, but we all get the point.
It's true. Anyway, that Winter Olympics fiasco is why the town is overrun with Huskies.
Yes. One of the reasons.
One of the reasons. I would say that's the main reason.
Fair point.
Yeah.
But they are the ones who crowd the crosswalk the most.
My God. They're practically crossing guards, those Huskies.
Agreed. Yeah. With those intense eyes.
They do kind of police the other dogs.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Because no one can scream louder than them.
Every once in a while, I see a horse in that crosswalk. It's very exciting.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a horse in a crosswalk.
You've never seen a horse in a crosswalk?
Never. Can you believe it?
You have to make a wish if you see it.
That's right. I've heard that. I thought you weren't supposed to tell anyone, Bernd. Okay. I thought it didn't come true if you told someone.
You're not supposed to tell anyone what the wish is.
Oh, okay.
You're allowed to talk about the practice.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. How would people know?
Well, it's like, you know, that makes me think of those stories where everyone says Bill Murray comes up behind them and is like, your friends will never believe you. You know, like when they see a Bill Murray sighting.
Do you think that story was started by someone who absolutely did not have that encounter with Bill Murray?
I mean, now that I think about it, that's probably more
what
likely.
What a brilliant thing to say, like, oh, yeah, and then I can add your friends will never believe you.
That's what the horses probably say to each other. I saw a human and he wished on me, but he said not to tell anyone.
Do you think a horse would be able to tell if a human being was making a wish?
You know, they seem to, people who really love horses always say there's such a human connection. So I think it's possible.
It's funny that there can be a human connection with a horse because they're so terrified of absolutely everything. And they're some of the biggest animals you're ever going to come across.
Which is so interesting because, you know, they're used in therapy a whole lot.
Is that so?
Oh, yes. Horse therapy is a big thing.
Just imagine the smell in that room.
It's not in a room, Bernd.
Oh.
Therapy can be outside.
That makes sense.
You're picturing two horses on a couch.
I was picturing like a therapist and then, you know, you're in the office and then the therapist says, okay, 1 second, open up another door and then a horse comes in. And then it's as cramped as the house Doug grew up in.
Tell your problems to this guy.
I'm sick of listening to this.
Can you imagine that happens in your therapy session? Tell it to the horse.
Famous expression here in Dignity Falls.
It really is.
Tell it to the horse. Somebody's whining to you about some problem. You know, it's a very specific expression. It's if somebody has complained about the same thing more than five times.
Yes. And despite the fact that people have offered suggestions and told them to do things.
Yes.
And then you get to say it after that.
The sixth time you can say tell it to the
horse. Tell it to the horse.
Yeah. It's old. When you're on the receiving end of that, it's very shameful.
Maybe that's how the wish started, because those people would see the horse, and then what they were really sending them was their all their problems. Maybe that's why horses are so haunted in this town.
Oh, maybe so.
In this town.
Maybe so.
You can tell all of our horses have a haunted look.
Yeah.
Like they know secrets that they don't want to know.
Horses are so scared of snakes. But
they are. But I feel like, don't we know that just because of movies?
Oh, that's a good point. And the video game Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh.
Featuring my hall pass, Sadie Adler. All right.
Brent, I'm always so intrigued that you love to play those games.
It's fun, you know, to escape into a different world.
It really does seem like an escape for you because you just are such a mild-mannered person and then you play these very violent games.
Well, it's also, it satisfies my need for travel.
Which you don't do anymore.
The games are set all over the place.
Before, you were all over the place.
Exactly.
Wisconsin for an 8-hour show.
Absolutely.
Disneyland for 2 seconds.
That's right.
For those of you who don't know, Bert once traveled by himself to Disneyland, but as soon as he got through the gate, it overwhelmed him and he left.
Very embarrassing story. It was just all those flowers. All right. Doug, how long have we been going?
Probably long enough.
Let me look.
He goes, it's a whole process when Doug has to look at the time.
It's a whole process. He's got one of those Nixie clocks.
What's a Nixie clock again?
It's like tubes, you know, with like tubes of neon.
I still need more. Are you making that with your mouth?
No, it's my abacus.
Okay, you say abacus, but I feel like you're thinking of something different.
22 minutes.
Are you thinking of
22 minutes? Thank you, 22.
The ancient calculation machine with several different beats. Or are you thinking of the thing in most 80s yuppies movies where there's just silver balls going?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's how you knew someone was successful.
I know. That's right.
They had one of those.
And was probably the villain.
A Newton's cradle.
Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called.
Okay, go back to the clock. See, babe, I know. Is that, hang on.
That's exactly what it was.
I know. See, I know him. I know my husband.
Nixie Clock is, Nixie might be a brand name.
Okay.
But that's how I first learned of it.
Okay.
It is a clock that has glowing numbers. Like it's like a little, it looks like little neon signs, okay, essentially. And so the time will change. It'll light up different parts of the neon to form the numbers.
Oh, okay, got it.
And sometimes that
I know what you're talking about.
Do you know where I saw one recently? Was where? In the movie Oppenheimer.
Oh my goodness!
And they had a countdown clock to the explosion of the atomic bomb.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
And then
about.
I thought, would they really have that? I don't think they would. That seems a little fancy for what they're doing. I think they probably just have a regular old clock.
Doug and I watched that movie, but it took four nights because, I mean, both of us just, we go to sleep so early. And it was just, you know, it's a long
7
movie.
7 p.m., right?
It's, yes, that's, I'm 7 p.m. lights out.
Yeah.
Well, I had another thing to say about this, but I'll get to it on the back end.
Absolutely.
Because we really should get to our guests.
We got to take a break. when we return, we will have a guest right here with us on The Neighborhood Listen. Hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife. We have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is auraframes.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everybody, Joseph here. Wow, I never expected so much helpful information. But as a first-time cat daddy, I appreciate it all. I discovered that the squirt bottle doesn't work, and I probably should have known that. She jumped into the tub with my son on two different occasions. The extended play method is working pretty well, and over the past few nights, I've been able to sleep till almost 6 a.m. I've got the hands of a chef. Supple at times when needed, but also firm. We do our yarn play, and then all of a sudden she cuddles up into my chest, wanting those chef hands. I know at this point she's just using me. Takes a moment, stretches that head back, exposing her little chest in front. It's all just a ploy to get me to rub her. She lets out slight meows to continue the process. When I quit, she nuzzles her head into my chin. Still on the fence about a second one, but I really appreciate all the feedback.
Welcome back once again to The Neighborhood Listen. We have a guest here, Joan. Now, if people don't know, what we do is we scour the Neighbor app, the social networking application for neighborhoods, in search of interesting people to talk about because we would like to highlight.
Ooh. It's just the falls flu. I'm telling you.
I got it?
Yeah, that's another sort of you kind of just get a little tripped up.
Yeah.
The tongue starts to swell a lot.
Yeah. My tongue's feeling pretty fat in there. We look for interesting neighbors to highlight our neighborhood, and we discuss. We don't. Oh boy.
brain fog is next. It's like that scene in Airplane when they're describing what happens if you have the fish.
And it starts to happen reference. One by one.
It sure does.
In quick succession. But yes, we talk to them, we interview them, and we get to know them. And then in that way, we get to know our neighborhood and share it with you, the listener. Mm-hmm. And this week is no different. We have found a post, and we're going to read it now. If you ever spy a post that we perhaps missed, or if you'd like to bring it to our attention, you can take a little screenshot of the Neighbor app and send it to us at burntandjoan@gmail.com. You know, Joan, I was listening to old episodes from when we first got the email, and boy, did I have a hard time remembering what the email address was, and it could not be simpler. I don't know, I
think it's a bit of a mouthful. It's a bit long.
I was throwing like five extra words in there. burnandjoan@gmail.com. It's just that simple.
Oh, it's kind of fun to go back and listen to, you know, before we were green podcasters and now we're such veterans.
I know. It's fun and now we're the best podcast there is.
Even though in this most recent season from just season five, I forgot my last name, but that's okay. All right.
That's happened to everyone.
That's true. All right. So this post is from Scott. It says, need woman for my stepson to make grandkids. He very nice. Now, I mean, I imagine that's a typo. No college. Works in finance. Extremely nice. That's the second admission of niceness. He is 24. The ideal woman slash mate is a woman of faith, loyal, born with a personality. Pet. I'm just reading what it says.
I understand.
Okay. We'll let him explain. We'll let Scott explain all of this. You know, I don't want to comment on it. The ideal woman.
Sorry, we got to do a Game of Thrones episode.
That's right. Darnest loyal born of the loyal borns. Okay. We've already said too much. The ideal woman slash mate is a woman, women of faith, loyal, born with a personality, pet owner, a little overweight. You don't always hear that. Wants a family, no drugs, no smoking. I'll send pictures by request. I cannot wait to talk to this person.
I know, now, what a
list. Now, is it Scott or is this who I'm talking to? Is it the person who posted this?
Yeah.
Well, welcome, Scott.
Welcome, Scott.
Well, thank you. I'm very happy to be here. And, but I want to talk to you, tell you everything, and I'm ready for this. Question, interrogation.
Well, this is not an interrogation.
I will not feel any pressure to change myself or my integrity. I will be myself.
Well, Scott,
that's not required.
You might
so good.
Have a misunderstanding of this podcast. No, we're not here to do any of that. We actually are here to amplify your post in order that it might reach more people.
Very nice.
And yes, maybe just ask for some clarification on some things, you know, because there is a lot in here.
Yeah. But if I feel like you're not happy with me or who I am, I will not feel pressure to change that.
Okay. So, I mean, you said that.
Noted.
That's on record.
Noted.
Twice
yes.
now.
Absolutely.
We're not going to change your personality one bit.
Thank you, John.
Okay. But it's John. But also, John. I don't want to change your personality. If your personality is that you call me John, I'm not going to fight it.
I said your name, John.
I think it was a pronunciation.
John.
Okay.
Yes. I don't think he thinks your name is John. I think he's trying to say Joan
as best
he can.
I understand. I think so, too.
Is Joan the same as John?
John.
I'm sorry. What, babe?
Is Joan female John?
So you feel that every name has a male and female counterpart?
A lot of them do.
All right, so what's the female version of Doug?
Doe.
Doe. That poor one, the dead girl, Jane Doe.
No, you're thinking of Jane Doe.
Jane Doe, of course.
She gets murdered over and over again. That woman.
Well, I understand what you're saying.
She has very bad luck. She is dead and then she hits I'm alive, and then they kill her again every time.
One presumes.
Time. All right, babe, I think we're going to have to disable that conversation because we haven't really even gotten much out of Scott.
Fascinating concept, though, Doug.
But sure is, and not at all surprising that you share it.
So Scott, let's ask. I want to ask this first, Joan.
Okay.
We know the list of things you're looking for for your stepson.
He's not my real son. It's like I am for him like a substitute teacher that lives in his house.
Oh, do you not have a good relationship?
We had a great relationship.
Oh, okay.
I don't try to be his father because I'm not his father.
Oh, so you meant it in sort of a good way.
You're
both happy because he gets a substitute teacher, which means it's not the intense general relationship and you don't have to have so much responsibility.
Yes, when I leave the house, I never think of him again.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Well, that's actually surprising because you put a lot of thought into this post.
I wrote of these at home when I think about it.
Oh, got it. Makes sense. Right.
And what's his name, your stepson?
George.
George, okay.
What would the female version of that be, babe? Oh.
Caught Doug napping.
I felt rejected.
I thought we were tabling that discussion.
He probably unzipping his sleeping bag.
He had to take off the mouth tape to talk.
How could you tell?
How did you know that?
Everyone's doing it.
That's true. It's true.
So George, tell us about him.
George. Okay, yeah.
George, he's 24. He works in the finance, but no college. You don't have to have a college for that now. People don't want to pay bills. You give him the money. He pays the bills. It's all done on Venmo. No questions.
Okay, now when you say pays the bills for them, using their money?
Yes. Yes. Who likes to pay bills? You? John?
I like
to pay bills?
I don't mind the actual paying of the bills. What I mind is the money that it costs, right?
Okay.
If I had all the money in the world,
fine,
I would just put it on auto pay and I wouldn't even think about paying bills, right?
I accept your challenge then, John.
Oh, it's not a...
If you don't like the money coming out, then what you do, you put money out once to George instead of all the little
Georgina.
One times.
Oh, what?
And then you don't have to feel it.
Georgina?
Doug got it. He hit it.
There Georgina, we go.
You don't have to feel the sting of the money going.
So you give George a lump sum
once a year, all the money for your bills.
But then you also have to, I would imagine you have to give him access to many accounts.
Absolutely.
That's up to you, or you can give him a wad of cash.
Okay, but then,
is that an official finance term? Wad of cash?
You can do Bitcoin, whatever.
It's very unregulated, I just have to say.
It's completely unregulated. We don't want that. We don't want any regulation. None at all. He's very nice. That's how
you have
mentioned that. Okay.
Very nice. I see in the post, I say more than once, so you don't think this is a man with a flaming temper.
I know, but have you ever heard... Right, exactly. So first of all, that you say that is concerning. And second of all, you...
Yes, that raised a red flag for me too.
Sure does. Also, when you repeat that someone's nice, as if someone's already challenged you about it.
Yes. Well, you know, there are stories around town that you don't want to believe. I'm telling you
about
now.
George?
Yes, of course.
Well,
Everyone has a story. Why would I repeat a story that's terrible about George?
To know one.
It's not true. Well, somebody one time said, hey, this guy, he came to the preschool and he said, everyone in this playground, be quiet. And he didn't do that.
Oh, well, that's, I mean...
So the story floating around, one of the stories floating around about George is he went to a preschool...
Just told everyone to shush.
Told everyone to be quiet.
You know, kids can be very loud, so it's
believable.
It's believable.
It's believable.
But he didn't...
I mean,
do
I don't
it.
Want any...
He didn't do it.
A grown man near a playground that's not supposed to be there anyways. But if it's just to shush them, I guess, okay.
It's kind of a relief, I suppose.
Scarily, sadly, is a relief.
True. You get tense, and then he says, hey, keep it down. And then you go,
you almost agree with him.
Yeah, he's just a weirdo. He's just a weirdo.
let me ask this question, Scott.
Okay.
Is this something that you've discussed with George? Are these his wants and desires? Like,
good
is this
question,
is
George.
This list Very of what good. He's looking for? Is this his list or is this your list?
I know what's best for George, and this is why I picked this list.
I'm
for
gathering
him.
That he has no idea that you've done this.
Yeah, does he know that you've done this?
He's going to find out I bring her home. Okay?
Okay,
and let's talk about who we're going to bring home. Okay,
oh,
we're going to bring home a woman who is born with a personality. Okay. We don't want someone who makes excuses. I'm a baby, so I don't have to be engaging.
Are
right?
you now
born with a personality?
Okay.
Oh,
right?
just you know, that's every baby. Every baby is just basic needs. You know, eat. They actually don't have a personality.
That's odd because I hear a lot of parents say that they do.
See, John, you need to know babies can use their face to project a personality. They don't have to rely on, when I can do a sentence, now I'll be interesting. They don't have to do that.
Okay.
You know?
Well, see, I think you're confusing. Okay, but if he's not looking for a baby. I mean, he's looking to have a baby, but for his mate.
Have a baby.
But you're saying for the background info, the background check, you must pass.
You have to go all the way back to birth.
Yes. What was your personality like as a baby?
Yes, you cannot be like, I became interesting when I'm 8. This is not acceptable.
Well, how is someone supposed to prove that? What kind of credentials are they supposed to present to you?
There's a rigorous interview.
I mean, it sounds like it.
Is a
matter of fact. See, I got to tell you right now, I don't think any woman will be happy happy with some sort of interrogation situation. That is not
or man.
The way to romance.
I don't think anyone.
Or man, you know what?
If you put it out there, we're going to have an interrogation. I don't think anyone's going to sign
regardless
up.
Of how they identify. They will not like that.
Thank you for the information. I will now spring a trap on them before
no.
That I have,
Scott,
this
no.
will be interrogation. Mm-hmm. We'll be surprised. Thank
no
you.
One suggested
can I,
that.
Can I ask what you yeah. do for a living and what your background is?
I am a retired police canine groomer.
Wow.
Oh, you used to that, like wash and dry the, yes. the canine
yes.
unit?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, is there anything more than just giving them a bath?
You know what? I never even thought about that as a job.
It never occurred to me.
Well, there's
but
very,
someone's got to do it, right? Yeah.
There's very specific don'ts. You know, you okay. can accidentally
so we do a such as?
Say in.
Okay. Such
oh,
as?
Yeah. We're calling it such as.
Okay. Such as.
Such as you cannot talk in German when you're giving them a bath. You could accidentally make them attack.
Oh, wow. They right? understand German.
These are all German
the
shepherds.
German shepherds. Yes.
And you give them a German command and then they do this.
Okay.
Yes. So you can't accidentally do that.
It seems like one you wouldn't even have to mention. Just given the fact that most people don't even know German.
I don't know if I've ever accidentally spoken German.
But it's like, say, don't have, think of...
an elephant.
Then you're going to do it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Right. It happens every time you forget to mention.
Shit.
Oh, yeah,
so many times.
Oh, Bert, you just did it.
No, did I?
Yes.
It's part of the dignity flu. It's a later stage.
Cursing in foreign languages. Yes. Oh, no.
It's not looking good.
Guys, I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, go on, go on.
In case the animal, which is bred to be vicious.
Well, sure.
In case they want to attack, you have to do the whole bath in chainmail.
You have to
wow.
wear
it. I must be in chainmail.
It has to be chainmail? I mean, they make protective gear specifically
right,
to deal
I mean,
with
even
dogs.
Even a SWAT team yes. department could just yeah, give it to you.
Absolutely.
Bulletproof.
But if you notice on the videos, the normal gear, it's like a big spongy suit,
right.
which does not go well with water.
Oh, that's a Gurge? You got me.
Right. That's
you got
why chainmail.
Oh, I suppose
the
so.
Worst
but although chainmail.
Spongy is as good as being a sponge.
Right. Yeah.
China. So, okay.
It
so
could get rusty, but that's a problem for later.
That's
not right,
right
now.
For later.
That's
okay.
Right.
So you're wearing yeah. what I imagine is very heavy chainmail.
Yes.
And you, protection. How long does it take to bathe and groom them?
Well, it depends on the size of the dog.
Oh, okay.
If we're going to do how many coats of, you know, shampoo, conditioner.
Okay.
I like to do blow dry.
Sure, I wondered know. About that. Is that really necessary for a police dog?
You know, I don't like to do less for police than I will do for non-police.
Okay. Oh, so you do. So you're not exclusively treating or grooming police dogs. Is that correct? Or is that
it? I am.
Oh, you said other dogs. I wasn't sure.
Well, but I don't want to do less than if I was going to do another dog.
Then the way other dogs are treated.
Yes. I see. Yes. I see.
So I will put them in a costume, like a police costume on a police hat.
Right.
Oh.
Like I would another dog, but they are just limited options on the costume.
Okay. Are there any officers around when you're doing this? Or is this something that they drop the dog off and then you kind of take over from there?
Yes. They will drop the dog. It's time for them to relax and not be... This is a time.
I see. So they're not... It's just, you know, it's almost like dropping a child off at daycare.
Yes, okay. Exactly. Finally, I get the chance to... Get just little, hear my own thoughts.
Get a little me time in the squad car, you know.
Oh, yeah. But you seem to have these sort of ideas of interrogation and whatnot. Do you think that it has anything to do with sort of police activity rubbing off
great
on you?
Question.
Or do you like secretly wish you were a police officer? I don't know.
This is where I am around. So this is where this is possible that I am around. The interrogation room is right next to the dog washroom.
Is it really?
Right next
that
to
seems
I
odd.
Did, it never
I had it in a totally separate location.
I did too. I didn't realize it was on site.
Very, very close.
At the cop shop.
I can hear most of the interrogation through the vent.
Really?
Oh, dear.
I thought those rooms were designed to be
soundproof, first of all.
Yes. So they can go to work with the phone books and stuff like that.
Yes. No, they do. Can I tell you what I'm looking for in the woman?
Well, okay. You really want to get back to the woman. But
we do have an extensive list.
Yeah, but this also is another question that's important. Does your stepson want a kid? And where is the stepson's actual father? And so I'm assuming you're with his mother. Is that correct?
Yes. I am the man with the woman. That is the mom.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how does she feel about this? Is it because... Okay. Is it
does
her?
She know that you're doing
does
this?
She wants a kid.
She
wants a grandkid.
The grandchild.
Right.
And if you don't have a grandchild, and if he does not have a son, then he will... When he dies, he will not be remembered in history. So that's for him.
Yeah.
So that's a priority? Is that why?
To be remembered in history?
To be remembered in history.
Top priority.
Top priority.
To be remembered in history.
That's
a grandkid will solve that.
Well, it gives you a shot.
I understand. You don't
win the lottery if you don't play the lottery, okay? That's, you know, you miss 100% of the baskets, you don't take the shots.
Okay. That's one way to think about it.
True.
Right?
Okay. So we've established that she has to have a personality.
Yes.
And then, also there's this bit in here. Hang on. I'm just checking it.
Okay.
Why a pet owner?
Well, and I love the dogs. I wash them. I want to have a dog around. Oh.
So this is more of a request for you.
Again, this is what I'm thinking. This is just almost like he's looking for a roommate.
A roommate that will have sex with your stepson.
You know, what I want out of the woman is what's best for him. And he will grow to appreciate this. And if he
doesn't... This all sounds like once George finds out about this, I just feel like if some woman shows up at his doorstep with a dog or God, you didn't specify pet, with any kind of pet. Right. And then all of a sudden, and then what? What is your plan if a woman answers this ad?
Oh, and sorry. And can it be any kind of pet?
No, I wanted to pretend to be open, but it needs to be a dog.
Okay, I understand. Yes. Okay. And Joan, your question. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
What is your plan when someone answers this? Like, send him up on a blind date? Are you going to tell him about it then? What? How does this work?
I will bring her to our home early in the morning when he wakes up and he walks into the living room. I will present her.
Oh, sort of Christmas morning style.
And... he will be happily surprised.
Oh, dear. I have to say, I don't think you have control over how he's going to respond. Can I ask,
don't.
Has he dated before? Has he had long-term relationships before?
Not enough. Not enough.
What does that mean? How many is not enough?
He's only 24.
Yeah,
yes,
he's a kid.
You're correct. He should have so many children. He should be...
I mean, if this was 100 years ago, I guess you could say that, sure. But I mean, these days, people don't have kids, period, first of all. Don't really want to that age because they can't afford them or many other reasons.
Just because it's a new way doesn't mean it's the right way. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
That's tough
really
to argue.
Sound like an older generation.
I don't think, you know, the best way to pull an apple off the tree is to grab it. You know what I'm saying?
What is the best way, would you say?
You grab it.
Grab it.
You just grab it.
Oh.
The best way is to grab it.
Okay.
As opposed to?
The new way. Well, tell
which
me,
is what?
What's the new way? Lasers or something?
Oh, I'm not sure that we can apply Gen Z to everything, including picking apples. I think they'd probably agree with you on that one.
Oh, can the AI do it? I don't
laser,
think.
Laser, oh dear.
You can throw stuff at it.
I don't. What's that?
You can throw stuff at it if it's high.
You could throw stuff at it, yes.
You sure could, babe. You sure could.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. I don't need your laser apple picker.
I don't know where you get the laser. I don't think there's such a thing, but...
We better be careful because there could be such a thing.
You never know. There could be such a thing.
Don't disparage.
Now, this is interesting. Okay. I mean, sure, no drugs, I can say. Okay, no smoking, I understand. A little overweight. Now, explain that.
Please,
I find it kind
important.
Of refreshing, actually,
very
but I'm afraid
important.
To ask why, because I bet I won't like it.
Very important, because you know a phrase I don't like? I don't like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I don't like this phrase.
In reference to what?
Like if you say to a woman.
Joan,
you say, oh, here, I made you a cake. I would like you to eat the whole cake. You will be enjoying it. I will watch. That will be enjoyable for me. And the woman say, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Okay, so you are talking about what women will specifically say when offered food.
Well, yes.
Well, right. to be fair, though, I don't even know if this is to be fair. I just want to point out, you did say you were offering someone to eat an entire cake while you watch. And that I feel like...
That was the example.
I feel like
right
saying for- I'm fine is more of a defense mechanism trying to buy time to get out of that place.
But it's very rude also.
I don't know that it is rude. In response, you know what, to eat an entire cake while
right.
I watch you.
This actually sounds like something that actually happened.
Unfortunately, it's very
did
specific.
Did this actually happen? It's so specific.
Oh, for sure. Have you ever asked a rude woman to eat a whole cake?
Oh,
this
now
is
what
she will say. This is what she will say. That's exactly.
All right, now we've gotten very.
I think this might be the actual definition of begging the question, where. Have you ever asked a rude woman to eat a whole cake?
There you
cake?
Go. Let's get to it.
This is exactly what she will say. I guarantee you.
Oh, yes.
You
and now,
can try
and now, Bernd just asked you, which rude woman are you referring to? Because we know this happened.
Oh, so many failed dates. I've tried this on
this was many,
about many women. Many
is this like
women
your move that you push a whole cake on a woman?
If I had...
What date does this happen?
In my whole life, if I had one horse wish to come true, one single... I would wish for a woman who was not rude, who would just eat a cake and be happy.
Now, why is that important to you? Why would you like them to eat the cake?
Because, okay, first off, when you eat the cake, you're happy. If you don't eat the cake because you are thinking about, I don't want to look bad.
Are you singing?
It's not bad.
No, I don't
that could be a good song.
Look back.
Please don't accuse me of singing. I was not.
Oh. My apologies.
That's an accusation.
It was a genuine question. I don't like music
lives in you and you can't help it.
I was not singing and I don't want to be accused of it.
Okay. Sounds like he's singing again, but I guess not.
I'm not.
Okay.
I don't like to be told things. You know?
Clearly. Right.
If I walk into a bathroom and it says, wash your hands, I will rip this sign down and I will... I will pummel it into the trash.
That's an extreme reaction.
Yeah, it's definitely an overreaction.
Don't tell me. I will wash my hands, but you will not tell me to wash my hands.
Right. Where does this come from? Where were you born in Dignity Falls originally?
I will never tell you.
Wow. We've never gotten that response from a guest.
Usually
I will never tell you.
I will never tell you.
Okay.
You know what's better to do than tell me, wash your hands? You put, here's what's
polite.
Well,
we're still on this.
Here's what's polite. You put a cover.
He's setting a real boundary telling us where he's from.
Yes, yes.
You put a cover and it says, if you would like advice in this bathroom, open this cover. And then when you open it, it says, please wash your hands. Now, if I don't want advice on how to use the bathroom, I don't open it.
Right.
Okay.
Wow. Do you know, I have never once been offended. First of all, it's always aimed at the employees. I've never seen one.
Employees
that says
must
you
wash hands.
It's always employees must wash hands.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I never.
And that's
even,
really for us to see.
Yes, it's for us to see and feel better.
The employees
then,
don't look at that sign and say, oh. That's to make us feel that employees see that sign and they go, all right.
But you can cover that in the team meeting also. You don't have to put that sign.
Exactly
that's
right.
True too.
I was assuming people were washing their hands.
We're just hoping everyone does.
Or maybe an email company wide.
Sure.
What if it were to say, would it might feel nice to wash your hands if you saw that sign in a bathroom?
Which isn't really a command.
Suggestion.
Yeah, a suggestion.
I saw.
Like the Socratic method, right?
Okay.
What about washing your hands?
That's fine.
Isn't that it? You just ask a question.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Oh, I believe
I've never
it's...
known, and I've been terrified of this moment my entire life. Someone would challenge me to define the Socratic method.
Listen. This is a recurring dream.
Oh my God, wake up in a cold sweat.
Doug is right. He knows this because I took an acting class that was all about, I had to have the actors over to, you have to host the class at your house.
Boo.
Oh, it's awful. And you have to just take turns hosting and you have to provide food and all sorts of stuff.
No.
I know, it's awful. And everybody sits on the couch and people get up and do scene work. And instead of telling people how to do it, you just say, what if you tried to not get what you want this time or whatever? And that way someone could just say, huh.
What if you did that more believably?
More.
Now, Bernd, you found a way to still make it passive aggressive.
What if you were a good actor?
Exactly.
No, see, that's not what it's
You're supposed to wear a toga, too.
Well, that's what Doug made us do one time. He would not let up. He thought that's mostly what it meant, that you or it was part of it. You had to ask questions. Yes, dressed in a toga.
I remember when you and I became friends, and you explained that our relationship was platonic, and he asked if I wore a toga.
Which, to be honest, I thought was a big connection for him to get Plato from Platonic.
I was surprised when I saw you two today for the first time. I had only heard your voices, and I was very surprised.
Oh, you listened
to the show.
Of course.
Well, thank you.
But I never would have imagined what you look like.
Oh,
I
had really?
Different,
what did you think? Different. What did you, I want to know, what did you think we look like?
From Bernd's name, I always imagined he looked like a Freddy Krueger victim.
Oh, dear, that's very on the nose.
A Freddy Krueger victim?
Yes, well, the man.
Oh, yeah, I didn't
he is also a victim because he was burnt by
that's
the
true.
Neighborhood
poor
parents.
Freddy Krueger.
Poor Freddy. I mean, really?
Poor
no
Freddy.
One talks about his
he's a victim too.
He is.
He's the first victim that caused the rest of the victims. You know?
It is true. Oh, yes. No one stopped the cycle there. No Nightmare on Elm Street.
And what did you think Joan looked like?
Well, interesting. She sounds like a happy mom and she looked like that, but I always imagined she was in black and white. I did not see her in color. I imagine her completely in old movie black and white.
What? Were you shocked to discover when you saw her that she was in regular color?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Wow, black and white.
Yes, oh, like I imagined you in black and white. This is what your voice sounds like, a black and white person. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's very strange.
Until you have your first orgasm. Isn't that what happened in Pleasantville?
No, you needed to follow it up with that quickly,
Bert. In the bathtub?
I believe it does.
Did I see that movie or have I just seen parts of it?
Or is this just a fantasy, Bert?
Yes.
Do me.
Oh, done.
I guess he hasn't seen me. Yes.
You still can't see him, but we'll tell you if you're right. What do you imagine
we'll
he looks
you know
like?
If you're right.
Doug, he's like the biggest baby, a big baby, a giant baby with, that's a man, a baby with maybe a mustache.
Wow. So
kind of nailed
like
it.
1 year old, like walking, toddler?
Just before walking.
Just
maybe
before walking.
Kind of sit up, but you're worried he's going to tip.
Here's when you say that, here's what I'm picturing. Yes. It's like a 6 foot baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Just in a diaper, the big fat belly.
Yes.
Bald.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a little sprig.
Sorry, you love a what?
A little sprig of hair. Yeah. I love a bald baby.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I love when babies are bald for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yes. Pretty great. Yes. Well, Doug has a fine head of hair.
Okay.
Babe, it's one of your best questions.
You don't look at the back.
You have a glorious mane.
Oh, that's right. He does have a receding
neckline.
Oh, no.
It's bounteous other than that.
Not good. Yes.
He doesn't look like a baby in a diaper with no hair. That's not accurate.
But I have in terms a signature of the gait. You know, my hips sometimes gyrate uncontrollably
when you walk.
Yeah, like a shimmy.
Interesting.
Is that something we discussed?
Yeah, we did in the ballroom episode.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, wow,
he's got receipts.
Of it, the ballroom episode. Yes. We don't remember it by what guest we had on the show.
No, of course, Doug would see it from what room he was in.
Yeah, that's how I remember
it. It makes sense.
It does make sense.
Okay.
Scott, right. Can I ask you? I hate to get back to this, but did your wife, George's mother,
yes,
has she eaten an entire cake while you watched?
Oh, that's a good question, Bert.
On the first date.
On the first date.
Is this when you normally do it? Is this a test?
I have a bag here. I'm going to unzip.
Oh, boy.
Oh boy.
He does, for the
and
listeners,
John,
he has.
John, I have a question for you.
Oh, my God. He has a cake. Oh, no. What's about to happen? He has a cake.
Would
he has
you?
A
cake.
I think you know what's about to happen.
Now, the candles have been burning inside the bag.
Oh, my God. How is that possible?
How did you do that?
Very disturbing.
I have I allowed oxygen into the bag through.
You didn't mention that it was a birthday cake that you prefer. Or is that your preference?
It is.
That it's always a birthday cake?
For me, birthday cake is the only cake.
Oh, I see.
If it's not a birthday cake, it's more like a large cupcake.
Okay, I just counted. There are 50 candles on this cake.
Wow.
Which is upsetting.
Well.
Why? Why 50?
Making you think of the past?
That's making me think of the future. I'm going to be looking at this cake very soon.
It's not a reflection of
you. Know what?
You.
I'm not fine.
You're not okay. Oh, boy.
Well, how would
did
you
I
do?
Stump you?
This is, oh, this is this is like something out of mythology where you figured out how to trick the guys where one always lies and one always tells the truth.
Yeah, what do I do here? Okay, well, someone has to blow the candles out or we're in trouble.
But what does that mean? Just raging. We're in trouble. What's going to happen? What's going to happen,
are these
Scott?
Candles like a fuse?
Oh, dear.
What's inside the cake?
I hope with that's not what you mean.
What's in the cake?
I don't know if you know, but 50 candles, it's hot. It's very, it's, the temperature is rising in
yes,
here.
Yes.
And they are almost to the nub. At a certain point, I don't know if this frosting, what will happen.
There are just
going to
be 50
fire.
Pools of pink and blue wax.
Yeah, and for the listener, it's not a sheet cake either. It's a round cake.
It is a round cake, yeah. Yes.
It's a lot of candles in a tight space.
Yes.
I make the cake with a little bit of beer, so there's alcohol, could flame up.
Well, usually that...
I don't know that beer
is a beer cake.
The most flammable alcohol.
It's a beer cake. I
never
don't know either.
Of a beer cake before.
I don't know either if it's. I'm saying I don't know if it's going to explode. Mm. But
is this because no woman has ever refused to eat it?
I did not say that.
No, there's okay. Many rude women.
Many rude women.
Oh, that's
women.
True.
That
many rude.
Fine,
well, what
fine.
Happened then? You said you don't know what's going to happen. What happened then when they didn't blow out the candles?
I will say this, Joan. Most of these women are not so stubborn that when I tell them you are in danger, blow out those candles, they will, for their own protection, they will blow out the candles. But you refuse. So
well,
we're all going
like
to see what happens
what to do.
Now. We're all going to see what happens
guess
now
we are.
From this stubbornness.
I mean, maybe it's my acting background. If you had asked me in the method, if I would like to blow it out, maybe I would have done it. But now I'm just I don't know. I don't like being told what to do.
Would you like to blow out the candles, Joan, for fun, Joan?
It was that second Joan that did kind of put me over the edge. Listen, should I just blow them out so we don't have like sort of
sure.
A flam, issue on our hands?
I personally think it's going to be fine. Just blow them out so we can stop talking about
it. That's probably best.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, very nice.
She got them all in one go.
She's so good at that.
Woo, so sing her lungs. I
and
can do it.
Now let me tell you what I've learned from this.
Okay.
Because this
I'm lightheaded.
This was for me a way to gauge your lung strength for my son.
Wow. I'm sorry. Okay. What?
I'm not putting John as a candidate, but I
obviously.
Want to show you.
Oh, this
my
is part
process.
Of your. I see. Okay.
Okay. Well, lung strength for what?
Yeah.
Well, you want a woman. You don't want a woman who is like.
At what during what
true.
Activity?
Just general health, right? Like walking around town. Like, you know, it's very hard to breathe.
I mean, I think you can tell
you
that
can
just
tell
by going
that
on a
right
walk
away.
With a woman.
I don't know this. Yeah.
You don't have to bake a beer cake every time.
Everyone's on their best behavior for a date, so she might be like, okay, I'm
including
going to.
Lung capacity. Trauma. People hide that.
They hide their they do. Severe breathing difficulties.
I cannot tell you how many women have hid lung defects on the first date with me, but they will
it's
not.
So,
they won't
so
get
frequent.
It past me now.
It deserves. I can't tell you how many. That just seems bizarre to me.
Now, you did say you would send pictures of
yes,
George
this is
by
the
request.
Last thing
yes,
we need to address.
Can we take a look at him? Do you
could
have a picture
we
that we could see now?
Oh, not of George. I said
what?
Any. I have very fun pictures to look at. The other day, I saw I was driving.
Oh, so these
there was
just...
a sofa on the curb. Like, uh-huh. Take this free sofa, but it looked like perfect shape.
Right.
So I took a photo. That's odd.
But now,
I will send you this
okay,
if you want to see.
So you
Scott, you must. You
okay.
Know that people are assuming.
You have to
that it's pictures
it's
of your.
Very bad to assume.
Oh
maybe
boy.
It's another
well,
test.
Well, that may be, but that's not
maybe.
Our point.
It's
our
a
point
little
is,
misleading.
It is absolutely false advertising because, of course, I mean, you basically have made this a, you know, like almost like a dating app, right? Because you've listed
right.
All the things you want.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there should be a picture.
It's very important when I bring her into my living room in the morning and he walks in that this is the first time she's seen him.
Why?
Because
I mean, I hate to be so blunt,
no.
But why is that important?
Bert, what a wonderfully simple and apt question.
Thank you.
Because it's very important that they have this initial love at first sight connection. You
but
cannot
you have
no that.
Control if, over that, Scott.
I don't. But if I make sure she sees him ahead of time, it's impossible to have that, right?
Well, I'm
you
sorry,
can, you
lost.
Can fall in love by looking at a picture, can't you? If you believe in love at first sight.
But it's better if you're standing right there in your pajamas.
Listen, agree. Love at first sight, amazing. It does not happen every time. It
okay.
is rare.
So I see you want to attack me. Fine, do
okay.
it.
Okay. All right.
But,
that's not an attack.
But,
sorry, you saw
let's
it that
say
way.
We're talking about a different subject, and I just said to you, are you more likely to have a connection with a person or a photograph? What would you say, Joanne?
If it's a photograph of me looking really good, I'm going to have a connection with it.
Okay.
That's the honest question. Burns. Sorry,
just
I'm an actress. I have headshots. It's a big deal.
Or in person.
Just a quick check-in with Doug. What is the male version
like
of Joanne?
Joanne.
Oh, Johnny boy.
Johnny boy. You had the boy.
Boy.
Asked and answered.
Okay.
I suppose I would be more likely to connect with a human being.
When is the last time you said this photo and I are having so much chemistry right now?
Okay. Well,
I know.
Obviously.
See, I made it a photo about myself because I was really trying. I was trying to answer his question honestly, but I realized he meant it in the context of trying to find a mate.
Everything's a trap.
Everything is a trap.
Everything's a trap.
Oh my God, he admitted.
Oh.
You're trapped in the jaws of the...
The what?
Of the German Shepherd. I have been trapped in the jaws of the German Shepherd so many times.
Oh.
But the chainmail protects me.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Right?
But what does that have to do with, dating and finding love?
Oh, you learn things about life through your everyday experience, right? Right?
Right.
Sure.
Right? Go down a water slide in the winter. It's going to be slower than the summer.
Right.
Okay. I learned this. So in the winter, I slow down.
Okay, but I'm still, forgive me, I'm still not able to connect that to, your son must only see the person he doesn't know about that he's supposed to marry and have a child with for the first time in his living room. And this woman is also supposed to see him and fall in love. You cannot control that.
I'm having a similar difficulty.
I feel seen.
We cannot guarantee an outcome, but we can try to stack the deck in our favor. Okay?
Okay,
like,
that's fair.
For
okay.
instance.
I don't know that this is stacking the deck.
I cannot guarantee.
Yeah, it's maybe two cards or three. I don't think you have a whole deck yet even.
I cannot guarantee that I won't get stabbed today, but I can put all the knives away.
What an interesting example to use. We were just referring to true love.
I mean, Cupid shoots people with arrows.
True.
Right? You see?
Yeah. So you keep those love knives in the drawer.
He does. Yes.
All right. Well,
see.
You know, George, I
he's just taking
I'm Scott.
Scott.
Scott. Scott. I'm sorry. Scott. Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot your name is Scott.
Good.
Yeah, I have to say, I don't know how successful this before I say that, have you gotten any responses?
Oh, good question.
Thank you.
I have got four responses.
Four?
Oh,
four.
Wow.
That is four times as many as I assumed.
Four responses, yes.
Okay. And?
I told them, hang tight. We're going to get to you.
What's your plan?
You're still in line. Stay in line.
Yes, yes. Because I want to get the maximum
hang
number
tight.
Of... Yes, I said, hang tight. I said, you know, this is the next test, right? Because I want this woman to have patience. So if they kind of start hassling me, hey, when's the date? I thought we were going to do this. Mm. Then I can just ghost them, you know?
So you're sort of...
This sounds
you're
so
like,
invasive
yeah, like a speed
in
trap.
Terms of your son's actual free will.
Yeah, there's that. There's the fact that you're forcing them. You're sort of daring them to be rude
yes,
by
yes.
your standards.
Yes.
I don't make anyone be rude. If you are born
no,
like a rude baby
okay.
with no personality,
Scott,
that's on you.
Scott,
that's on you.
Come on,
okay?
Scott.
It's just not fair. There's no way to win. It almost sounds like you don't want to find someone for him.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Somebody's trying to therapy me right now.
I made a certain face and it tickled Burnt, and now he's doing
never seen him make that face before.
Hey, I bring a new face from you. This is good. This is good.
You did bring a new face from Joan into my life, and I appreciate that.
That's a very positive
How
thing.
Would you describe the face?
Yeah, well, what's the face?
Extremely skeptical, but also knowing
self-satisfied about it.
Self-satisfied, yes.
Like a Disney princess figuring out a problem.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
But also let's dive into that question a little bit. Okay. I mean, why do you think that you don't see, it sounds like you're just waiting for them to become problematic so then you can dump them.
No. This is a very negative point of view. You're hassling me. I don't like to be hassled.
You're doing it to me.
You're a very sensitive man.
You are. And I'm pointing out something I'm just trying to be helpful and
but
you're
I
just
don't
dismissing
want
me.
Want people to come at me, you know, like on the way here I saw a sign that said, you know, slow down, there are children in this neighborhood. So I took the sign down and I pummeled it.
Why?
Pummeled it.
First of all, that's illegal.
And
you can't do that.
Also has a real issue with signs.
Signs.
I am already I'm driving slow. I'm driving cautious. So now you tell me what I'm already doing. Sign is pummeled.
But Scott, how about if you look at it this way, okay. The sign is not necessarily for you if you are doing the thing that the sign is asking.
Yes.
Anyway.
So this sign is irrelevant.
If you frame it in that, that sign's not for me. It's for people that are not doing what I'm doing.
They just have to put the sign there. If there was no sign, it's possible people wouldn't slow down. Okay. And then therefore it's just for the people who wouldn't.
Or people need a reminder.
Or just a reminder, you know?
Well, you can remind people through email or team meeting.
You really love email and team meeting.
Team meeting. The team meeting of the entire state?
It almost has no meaning anymore.
Exactly.
When these
Well,
here's
Scott,
the thing. Both of you. You did not. You keep focusing on me finding the woman, right?
Because that's what's happening.
That
but
is the, what the post
woman
is, about, yes.
is to be found to have the babies.
Oh,
right?
You want the
babies.
Grandkids.
Listen, look at
no,
the post.
No, I know that.
It's to have the babies. So let's talk about that because you keep focusing on the woman and you don't do this right.
It's a terrible impression of either one of us.
What I'm saying is, once I bring the woman to the house, he walks out in his pajamas in the morning. They fall in love.
Let him change first, honestly.
They can go right into the bedroom and make the baby
That's
right there.
That's not how if it works. Maybe
present,
where you came from, even though you're never going
you
to
will never
disclose
know.
It.
I will
you know
never
what?
Tell
it
you.
Is true. He doesn't say he's looking for a wife at
no.
all.
Oh,
he
is
says,
that correct?
Need women for my stepson to make grandkids? He is the ideal woman / mate.
Yes.
Who never does the idea of marriage come into play.
You're right.
You see? We don't want someone, once there's a baby, to have all of these.
You're looking to someone to buy.
I'm the
to
mom.
Breed
oh,
with
no,
your stepson.
You're looking for a breeder. No, this is not. This is.
Yes. Do you know, Joan? Do you know what I think this is?
What?
It's because he comes from a background of working with animals.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
And animals don't have marriages.
No, they don't. They don't.
They don't have weddings.
If you think two animals are married, you're crazy. You are a crazy person.
The best you can say is they mate for life.
You can say that.
Yes, which is what? Penguins,
which,
right?
Which is what
there
we,
you go.
Penguins,
that's probably the closest.
We think of it as a
or
marriage.
Or doves, right?
But if you really think about mate for life, that means they are having sex for life.
Yes.
They mate for life.
But the only
which
thing.
Which actually, that sounds great.
I was going to say.
The only thing.
Everyone's going. Dream scenario.
Mate for life.
Forever. The only thing to me crazier than imagining two dogs dressed in a marriage outfits is Disney adults. That's the only thing.
All right, but you
crazier.
Say you put them in police outfits and hats.
Because they're police. So this makes sense.
Okay. Got you there, Joe.
No, he sure did.
You're a cop. I don't put them in a cute sweater or something. They're not a cute sweater. They're a cop.
What about an undercover canine?
Well, that
do they have it?
Yes, we do. We occasionally.
Is there, well, they would.
Yes. Sounds like a movie.
Disguise.
I'm just being silly.
But if a dog was disguised as another dog.
I have been tasked with washing dogs that are undercover, and they say sometimes you need a dye job. We need
sure.
They have to be disguised as a what? What would you what would they pass as?
Is there another dog that looks just like a German Shepherd but
really.
Isn't?
Just put on an entire fur suit just to
Irish
look
Setter.
One time,
dye them red.
There were a couple things going missing at the zoo, so they may say make this dog look like a small lion. lion. Mm. And I did that. Well, that I seems... made it look like a very small lion. He went undercover. That it was a bad idea. It didn't work. The dog, they put him with the real lions. It didn't work out. Okay. It didn't work out.
Well, okay. So I think Bernd is very right about this. And so I think in that way, the best thing we could do is explain to you that that's really not going, you cannot apply the same rules to how it works in nature with animals to humans.
Okay. Nature bad and wrong is what you're saying.
No, I did not say that. You're putting words in my mouth. Okay. But I don't think you'll find success in this way. Okay. I think if you really want a grandkid, do you really want a grandkid because of just this idea of, okay, then I do think you need to have an open conversation with George. I think you need to find out what his wants are. Okay. Maybe you want the same thing, but then he's going to have to do some of the work because it's just not, you know, it's just not going to work otherwise.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, you sound very doubtful, but this is all we can do is try really to help you.
Could not be more dismissive of
advice. I put the whole post up and now you're telling me the whole post is wrong, you know?
Well, so. I think wrong is sort of a word to use that makes it sound like, oh, there's no way to fix it. All it is it's constructive criticism. And I think if you
put a new post is what you're saying
after talking to your son, then put up a new post after you find out what his wants and desires are.
Stepson. Yes.
Sorry. Stepson. You're right.
Is this the most you've thought about him outside of the home?
I think probably, yes. Probably.
Well, that's kind of a breakthrough, right?
Absolutely. Well, Scott.
You know, he didn't even realize it.
What a pleasant surprise for him.
I know. It was very nice, yes. Thank you.
Well, great.
Thank you for that gift.
Thank you, Scott. And thank you for being on the show. And is there, before we let you go, is there anything, is there maybe a reworded plea that you would like to make to young women out there?
Yes. Okay. I am going to bring my son to
stepson.
My stepson. Thank you to the Home Depot this weekend. Okay, they have they have the microphone that they make announcements.
Sure.
And I'm going to surprise him and put the microphone in front of his face and ask him, "What do you want in a woman?" Ooh. And then he will be broadcast over the Home Depot. So if you want to come and see if you qualify, come to the Home Depot this weekend, and we will. From his point of view, we will find out what's a rude woman.
Just a couple quick thoughts. Love the idea that you're including him more. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a lot of women to come forward, I would not choose Home Depot.
Really?
I'm just not sure you're going to find it as full of ladies. And I hate to say this, you know, maybe times have changed, but every time I go there, it is still mostly dads.
Okay. So I should go to I'm
TJ
not
going
to go to Build-A-Bear.
Go to TJ Maxx, trust me. Go to Home Goods, go to TJ Maxx.
Maybe go to the Big Lots?
Home Goods.
Sure. Big Lots, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Costco.
Oh, go to Costco.
Go to Costco. Everybody goes to Costco.
Go anywhere but Home Depot. Okay.
Well, my thinking was I will bring the women in through this announcement. I was believing in the power of your podcast reach.
Well, listen, we also are reaching people right now as we speak. That's right. So there's that too.
Okay.
So as best of luck to you, which is what we always say. And I truly
always
mean it. Best of luck to George, really.
Thank you. We wish you well.
And I take your advice. The last thing you said, as I leave, I will remember your advice forever. Women do not belong in Home Depot.
No.
That's a according to John.
All right. We'll fix that in the next segment.
I regretted that as soon as I saw it.
All right, Scott, thank you. Oh, Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
We'll be right back with more. Then everyone listen.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, everybody. This is Michelle. We have for $25 Easter Lego sets. Is that how you say it? What? Now I can't even figure out how you say it. I don't know. We're getting rid of these Easter sets because, you know what? Our family decided we're just done with Easter. We're just done. I don't know. The kids, we both just all looked at each other and they were like, yeah, Mom, I don't get it. Like, I'm not into it. They didn't want to hide eggs. They didn't want to look for eggs. They didn't want to dye eggs. They didn't want to have anything to do with chocolate or peeps or bunnies or chicks. They were like, get that out of my face. It's a little sad, but also, like, I don't care. Less work for me. So we're just getting rid of everything Easter. So we have these three sets, and just come and take them. I mean, no, I want $25 for them because, I mean, I did have to pay money for them. But, you know, keep an eye on this space because my kids might decide that they're done with Christmas and 4th of July and birthdays. I mean, this could work out really well for me. LOL.
Welcome back to the Neighborhood Listen. Well, I don't know about Scott.
Yeah. He is an intense person.
Yeah.
And I really wish we could get a hold of that stepson because I think he kind of needs to know what's going on.
Yeah. Scott seems to be doing this just for himself.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think that anyone else wants this.
I'm not sure anyone else wants it either.
Yeah.
Namely, his stepson.
Yeah.
We realized that there was something we did not address at the beginning of our episode.
Which is?
Burnt, this is our first episode of our sixth season.
That's right, it is.
Isn't that exciting?
It's very exciting.
You know what? I think it's because we're just so used to doing this now.
Yes.
That we fall right back into it.
Yes, and this is the shortest we've gone between recording season to season. And I think we were just in the groove. We just felt like, here we go, we're doing the usual thing. I almost sang.
You kind of sounded like when Scott almost sang.
I almost sang. I don't really think I can do it again. Let me try to do it. Here we go.
Now you're just thinking about it too much. You're in your head.
Yeah.
But I really love that. We have it recorded for all time.
As proof of singing.
That's right. So anyways, welcome to our sixth season.
Welcome to our sixth season. This is the last segment of the first episode of that. And thought it was worth mentioning.
We really thought it was. Because we love doing this podcast. We hope you love listening to it.
We hope you, if you don't, we hope you eventually will. We hope you keep trying.
We don't want you to stop. We don't want you to stop. Keep coming back to the table.
If you don't like listening, please plow through. Just fake it till you make it.
One of these times it's going to stick.
It's going to stick.
One of these will be for you.
It's called Stockholm Syndrome, folks. And the way it works is you just keep... Look, do you remember that show Studs with Mark DiCarlo?
Wow. I remember the name of it, but don't know who that person is and don't know the show.
Wait.
Was this like an acronym?
That's the wrong show.
Okay.
I don't think Studs was
You know
an
what
acronym.
I mean?
I do know
like
what you
Chuds.
Mean.
Like Chuds.
Severely traumatized underground dwellers?
Very good.
I was trying to relate it to dating. I could not. There was another show.
No, that's what dating is like.
This was a show where people would go on a date and then there would be little captions and stuff that would pop up.
I have a vague memory
right?
of this. Oh.
And it was hosted by somebody named Jonathan, I think.
Was this the one where they're in a van and they watch you be on a date? What was that one?
No,
You watched your girlfriend go on a date with someone. Am I crazy?
It was not that one. That sounds familiar as well.
I can't believe these were all shows.
This was, they would just have two, first date maybe? I don't know. And they would have two people go out on a date and then there would be little speech bubbles and things like that or little sort of pop-up video style.
Oh, crazy.
Blind date?
Was that the one in the van?
Who was the host?
That's how Bert will know.
Roger Lodge.
The show.
Is that it?
That's the
wow.
show. Now, let me tell you something.
Okay.
When I would first watch this show, God, I don't know why I did.
I don't know why you did either. It doesn't seem up your alley.
I like this Roger Lodge guy. I was like, ugh.
Roger Lodge.
I wish he would stop talking so we'd get to the date and the speech bubbles. And then, wouldn't you know it, after a while, because they would show them two at a time.
Okay.
Within a month, it was like, That was a good one, Roger Lodge. He would make a little comment or something. Oh. And I would say, ah, pretty funny, Roger. Oh. So I developed Stockholm Syndrome with him. And people can do that with us.
People argue that's not a thing anymore, that it was just something that the police made up because a woman tried to say that that the police didn't come in time.
Wasn't it?
I'm getting this wrong.
Patty, what's her name? Patty Hearst?
Yeah.
In Sweden? No, that's
the very first case of it?
Was a Swedish bank, I thought. That was the whole reason why it was called Stockholm Syndrome.
That makes sense.
No, we are really spinning out on this.
Who cares? You know, when you think about
it's the sixth season.
Anything
who cares?
We say on this podcast,
we can make things up.
Nobody can prove it. Who can prove anything happened in the 60s that
who
happened?
Who can prove anything now?
So, oh, yes, there's a bank robbery in Stockholm, Sweden.
I was right.
And what was, she joined the robbers? Is that what happened?
Four people were held hostages by the robbers for 6 days. When they were rescued,
6 days.
The hostages attempted to protect the perpetrators.
With all of them?
Yeah.
Because they said the police response was poor.
Was poor.
I don't know.
Two out of five stars, police. Now we're with the criminals.
I don't know why we're talking about this. Okay, anyways. So, new season. Babe, I want to know if all the men have arrived yet, all your buddies.
Oh, that's right, the sleepover.
Yes.
None of them are here. I'm waiting. Dan Daniels is supposed to get here.
Oh, Dan Daniels.
And then Toniel, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course, Toniel.
Toniel.
Yeah. Cecil. Pecksniff.
Oh, you invited Cecil Pecksniff.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were on the outs.
We kind of still are, but he's always invited. He knows. You know,
I will say.
If I don't invite him,
just frenemies.
It's
going to
be
Pecksniff.
A bigger problem if I don't invite him.
That's what I do love about, man, I will say this. I will give you this, that you sort of like resolve your issues,
yes.
You know, pretty quickly. And it's easy. It's either just like buy me a beer or, you know, help me move, yeah. You know.
Or he might be stewing all night, but he still has a sleeping bag.
It's funny you say stew because
ladies can hold a grudge for a really long time.
I was thinking of a podcast that I listened to recently where people do not resolve their differences. This is a group of people that are constantly fighting. One of them is named Stew. And and they mentioned a Murphy bed on an episode of the show. They talked about Murphy bed for quite a long time. And I thought, isn't that curious?
It is interesting.
Because I have a Murphy bed.
I know you do.
Yes.
Well, are you saying that person's talking about you?
I'm saying, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, how could this very specific thing end up on another podcast? I don't know. It was just very odd to me.
Given the amount of podcasts. I mean, honestly, aren't we all going to end up talking about exactly
it's
the
like
same thing?
It's like my podcasts are like monkeys and typewriters.
That's exactly right.
Eventually, too, we're going to talk about Murphy beds.
Truer than we realize.
Yes, exactly.
We will do an entire version of Hamlet at some point in this
Can
podcast without even realizing
How many of the words of Hamlet do you think we've said so far?
Oh, gosh. We said betwixt so many times.
I know I said it last once.
I know I said doth.
That's right. Doth.
Can we be done with the one man Hamlet?
With the
Can we be done?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, yeah, really? I took it the same way, Doug.
Okay.
Can we be done with this?
Goodness gracious. Why in the world? Why in the world would I ever say that?
I don't know.
I'm going to go on record right now and say I never want to be done with this show.
Honestly, I related.
Okay, but why did we both take it that
way? Yes, my goodness.
Can we be done?
Can we be done with this podcast?
I just wanted to be done with the one-man Hamlets. I think we've had enough. I think everyone's had their fun.
I didn't know there was...
Oh, there are so many.
I didn't realize
that.
There
have been so many in London. I know that. And there have been a few in New York. There have been a lot of one-person Hamlets.
Do you think there's been more one-person Hamlets or one-person Christmas carols?
Ooh, I think Hamlets.
Okay. All right.
I did one. I was going to do one.
I think that's stupid.
I was going to do one called Hurlet. I thought it was clever, but then there were so many Hamlets. Oh, they just ruined it for me. I can't do it. I don't have the energy.
I think there's room for you.
Oh, thanks, babe. I love you.
Love you.
No room for me in the sleep room though tonight. It's men only. All right. Bert, you okay? Oh, what's that sound? Are you playing pong?
Yeah, I'm setting up the pong for tonight.
Setting it up. How's it going? Seems to be in working order.
Yep, I think it's just very cut and dry. It's doing its thing.
I know Escrow just walked in the room. He's wearing what? An e collar. What makes it an e collar? Is there an electronic component?
Yeah, there's a remote for it.
What does the remote do?
Well, it's supposed to communicate with him, but
communicate what exactly?
Well, because he's like deaf and he's blind, so it just sort of rouses him.
Yes, I mean it's supposed to just give a gentle little buzz when he gets too close.
Checks if he's alive.
It's sort of the equivalent, also that, but it's the it's the equivalent of when you know your car, if you're backing up too close to something, goes beep 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 beep. It kind of just does a little gentle tap, you know, and lets him know he's going to run into something or bonk into something.
I have a friend who has a car that does that, and that car is very nervous.
Oh, those cars are always very nervous.
Car needs to take it easy. All right, we have time for one more post. And this is a post that was submitted to us by a listener. And where did it go? And let me find that. Oh yeah, by Richard Marmura. Thank you, Richard, for submitting this. Oh. If you would like to submit a post, of course, you can send it to burntandjoan@gmail.com. And here is the post. It is by someone named Jeremy. And Jeremy says in the subject line, test. Jeremy goes on to say, I've posted a couple times on here and I haven't gotten any responses, so I'm just seeing if my post is getting out to anyone.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know what that reminds me of is when people, I mean, the Facebook is just really sort of kind of a wasteland
Facebook.
At this point. It's really just a lot of my older friends complaining.
Really?
Yeah. But it's a lot of the people will post something like, I'm doing a test. I want to see if you can, I want to know if people really engage. If you're really my friend, then you'll respond to this. And it feels like a real aggressive sort of
like
move. You know,
yeah.
I didn't think you would. And I don't know if this is the same kind of thing. It always feels passive aggressive to me a little bit. But do you think this is different? Do you think he genuinely is not sure how to use the neighbor app?
I think Jeremy really doesn't know what's going on.
Okay.
And he doesn't, maybe Jeremy threw out something that he thought was very juicy and no one cared. And he thinks, surely this thing is broken.
We normally never, it's the neighbor, it's the virtual version of, is this thing on, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
We never do this, but were there comments or can you even see? Or did you
I
just
did
take
not,
a look?
Oh, there were
that
no
was
comments.
Sent to us and we asked people
That's
not
right.
to send us comments.
That's right.
I would love to have known if there were comments because there's really nothing to say about this. It's a mystery with no ending.
I'm going to say from my memory of seeing the post.
Okay.
There were no comments.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah.
So then that person is
Jeremy
terrible.
He's bombing his ass off.
He's bombing his ass off.
He is just
that's brutal.
It's a tough room. It's a tough room.
Neighbor app is a tough room.
It sure is.
Posted a couple times in here and haven't gotten any responses.
No, and see, I wish I knew what he had posted
exactly.
about. Unless it's this exact same post.
Maybe it was a test.
First post.
Wait, the first post.
Anybody
hello?
Out there? Yeah. Second post. I said, hello.
He truly maybe doesn't understand how this works. You need to have information of some sort. Bring me a coyote. Bring me mail getting stolen. Bring me someone suspicious at 1:30 in the morning. You can't just say hi.
Yeah, but it's also not like, you know, being the only two people in a room and saying hello and the other person doesn't say something back. That would be weird.
Yes.
But this is just you're writing text and sending it out online.
But isn't this what the problem is sometimes about online is that we don't feel like we are existing unless someone's acknowledging us out there. It's very strange.
It's very true. Sometimes I just want to delete all of that stuff.
Oh, me too.
Just be done with it.
Sometimes I forget about it. I choose to spend time with my kids.
Weird.
And I realize, I didn't even need to look at my phone for hours.
Right. And you have a wonderful time with your kids. Yes.
I really do. Yeah. I sure do.
For the most part.
For the most part. When they're not hiding from me for months.
That's right.
But I really feel for Jeremy.
I do
here.
Like the, just, oh. the live Facebook.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
No, go, babe.
The live
You're
Facebook.
You're part of the show.
Live Facebook convention at City Hall they do.
So no, what's that?
Where they get people to reenact Facebook exchanges.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like the community measure to try to get us to meet more in person.
Wait, babe, are you talking
strange.
About a show that's like a comedy show where people recreate
No,
posts?
it's a community
because
event.
Because that sounds terrible.
Is this something that happens here?
Yes, in Dignity Falls.
Oh.
Is it only here?
As far as I know, I haven't checked.
We are really
cities.
Confused.
The Facebook reenactment is
okay.
in person.
Okay.
And community members go there and you'll have a person.
Is it like a town hall or is this a
kind
show?
Kind of like a town hall.
Okay.
It's not a show.
It's not a show.
Yeah, I don't know where
so
that
are
got
people,
conveyed.
Are people, Okay. it's a hard concept because we haven't heard of it.
No.
So it's a difficult concept for us to wrap our minds around if it's some sort of performance art or something. But it is to encourage what exactly?
Encourage people to get offline
to get offline.
Interact in real
life.
Like a town hall.
It's just a town hall.
It's like reenactment.
So they, well, when you say reenactment,
so like you'll see somebody.
That's the hang up.
Somebody will get up on the podium and say, if somebody's actually my friend, you'll respond to me right now.
Okay, so they're,
and then people raise their hands.
They read Facebook posts as if they're a conversation.
I don't think you mean reenactment. I think you mean just read. Maybe.
haven't you ever thought when you're reading Facebook, wouldn't this be funny in real life if people actually acted like this?
Can I ask you this, Doug?
All right.
Have you...
all right.
I'm ready to move on.
Have you already... have you started...
He doesn't want to go any further.
...pre-gaming for the sleepover?
Oh, that could be it.
I'm miming the joint.
Smoking a joint. I will say, I remember a time when everyone started getting very angry that people use the word methinks in their Facebook posts too much, and it really is true.
It's a scourge on Facebook.
It really is.
People need to stop using methinks. Put it in the Hamlet column.
Hurl it.
There's got...
All right, maybe we're going to bring it
Joan,
back.
Joan, I think hashtag you should do Hurl It. I think you should do hashtag Hurl It. And is it called hashtag Hurl It or just...
Maybe it should be.
It should be called hashtag Hurl It.
That's good.
Yeah, I think because it just because a bunch of men have already done it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean...
Well, I mean, I know one or two ladies have done it in England because, of course, you know, you can be whatever you want to be in England
as
a woman.
I wouldn't bother them.
All right, but fair enough. It's been great talking to you, but everyone wants to go.
Yes, and we also still have to record a little bit more.
We sure do.
So we'll be back next week. Until then, what? Follow us on Instagram.
Oh, please.
Follow us on Threads. Mm-hmm. That's the only two places we are right now. And of course, go to cbbworld.com if you'd like to hear ad-free versions of the show. And if you would like to hear the bonus episodes that we record in the bonus room, go to cbbworld.com and get on the Maximus tier. And then you will have access to those things. All right. We thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. Until then, goodbye.
And bye. All of the posts used in this episode were real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is hosted and produced by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
And me, Brett Morris. This episode's guest was played by Jeremy Rowley.
The Neighborhood Listen is a production of Comedy Bang Bang World.
Go to cbbworld.com to unlock the entire history of the show, ad-free, as well as brand new full-length bonus room episodes exclusive to Maximus subscribers. Your support keeps the show going.